Everyone's asleep. Everyone but me. And I can't help feel like I'm doing this all by myself.
Gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. Broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island-chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific, fluoridated and Fukushima irradiated, and everybody has a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb by behalf of the Prime Minister John Key, the Federal Reserve Banker, in order to help the economy. By force. My very special guest today is coming at us live from South Korea. Not the communist North Korea, but the we love everything that's Western except McDonald's South Korea. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you. Thank you, Vinny. I'm honored to be with you today.
I love your voice and you've sent me these longevity products, and I've seen them advertised in the trailer, and I'd always kind of like thinking, I wonder what they would be like. That sounds tasty. That sounds awesome. And you sent me some. And by God, are they tasty? By God, are they awesome?
Aren't they awesome? I know. I love them. I'm glad you like them.
Well, I mean, yesterday, for instance, I hadn't taken Tangy Tangerine for a day or so because I'm kind of running low now. I'm almost out because I gave some of it to other people to try, and just like they're like, "Wow, that's good, that's good." And then I've got none left for myself. But I think about a day or two ago, I just kind of stopped taking it, trying to reserve it. And yesterday, just feeling like absolute ass, so tired and so exhausted. And then I had another cup of this stuff, and then boom, it went away. Yeah. It was like I had a triple shot cappuccino or something, and I was bouncing around with energy, whereas previously I was about to go to bed.
Awesome. I know, yeah. You just get this burst of energy, and you can just go all day. I love it. Well, good. I'm glad you're enjoying them. I'll have to send you some more.
See, and on top of that, when you first sent me these products, I was doing 3 or 4 videos a day, plus maybe just the one radio show. And since taking the longevity products, I'm doing on average 9 videos a day and 2 hours of radio and 2 extra hours of interviews after the show. And that's minimum.
Wow.
Cool. Right, like I did 11 videos the other night as well. So not only has my energy levels been boosted, but I feel much better, and my productive capacity and I believe even my mental faculties have been sharpened. My diet has improved. I've lost like 2 kilos, I think, like that. And I've only been taking them a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
It's just like boom, 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 ticking all the boxes.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a diet product, but truly, most people that do start taking it, they find they lose weight. And it's not intended for that purpose, but you just have so much more energy. You're eating less, and it just happens automatically. I didn't lose weight, thank God, because I don't need to. But but yeah, cool. So, what
you
do you want to talk about?
Well, you have a planned agenda for us today, and so I'd like you
thank
to,
you.
Okay. You know, get,
well,
get
thought I'd start
muzzle
by...
into your... Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to start by telling you a little bit about myself and then go into the failures of Western medicine and how we can cure ourselves of almost all disease naturally using nutritional supplements. Sound good? All right.
Far away.
All righty. Well, so first I'll just tell you a little bit about my background. I'm 39 years old, and until about 5 years ago, I was a totally brainwashed, fully indoctrinated, zombified American who watched CNN, BBC, thinking I was just this totally informed and in-the-know person. And I got all my vaccines and used fluoride toothpaste and went to church every Sunday. And I thought the U.S. system of government was just the greatest in the world. And I thought Western medicine was the most advanced, your typical arrogant, clueless American. Well, without going into all the details right now, I finally had my great awakening in around October of 2007. I believe it was when I saw the movie Loose Change, and that was like my Saul of Tarsus moment. It actually was like this lightning strike that just knocked me off my horse. And that documentary led me to another, which led me to this website, to that website. You know the story. And so I was filled with this insatiable desire to just learn as much as I could, to learn the truth about everything I'd been lied to my whole life. And I discovered Mike Adams' website, Natural News, and then Dr. Mercola and VacLib and all these other alternative health information websites. And I began to see the big picture of how the government, the corporations, the regulatory agencies, the big nonprofits, and the pharmaceutical medical mafia, they were all working together for very nefarious ends, and they did not have our best interests at heart. Not at all. Let's see. And then, well, so I discovered that the medicine, they have no desire or interest in curing disease, because why would they want to cure a patient when with a $20 herb or vitamin supplement when they can make $250,000 in treating that patient for life? So I did wake up to a lot of stuff, but I still maintained a lot of very bad dietary habits and lifestyle habits. My diet and lifestyle, they were incredibly unhealthy, though I didn't realize it or want to admit it at the time. And then 6 years ago, in 2006, my mom and I, we both had a DEXA bone scan because she had been diagnosed with osteoporosis, and she thought, well, it would be a good idea for me to have my bone density tested as well. So I did. And the doctors and nurses and myself, we were all totally shocked when I got the results back, and it showed that I had the bones of an 80 to 85-year-old woman with T-scores. That's how a DEXA scan is measured. They give you a T-score of negative 3.5 to negative 3.8 in my spine, my hips, my femur, all my bones. Well, a T-score of negative 1 to negative 2.5, that's osteoporosis. I was like double, negative 3.5 to negative 3.8, all over my body. I had like paper-thin bones. And I perhaps maybe still do. I haven't had a DEXA scan in like a year. So anyway, that was a huge wake-up call for me, and I've spent literally thousands of dollars on just about every supplement out there to try to correct this situation. And again, we can talk about that more a little later if you want to. And then in February of 2009, I learned that my mom had a brain tumor the size of a golf ball in the center of her brain, which the doctor said was inoperable. And mom and we kids, we didn't want her to have chemo and radiation because we knew that that stuff actually causes cancer and would probably kill her faster than the cancer would. So that was off the table. I went home from, I was teaching here in South Korea at the time. I went home, and so did my brother. He was out in California, and we took care of her the best we knew how at the time. And we did contact the Brzezinski Institute in Texas, and we sent them her PET scans and everything. And she would have qualified for their anti-neoplastin therapy had she been ambulatory, but she was not at that point. So she could not partake in that alternative treatment. And we also looked into the Gerson Institute in California, but they also require that the patient be ambulatory. At any rate, I was not able to save my mom, and that was the hardest thing ever for me. And so since then, I've lost two close family members, both in their 30s, to cancer. I've lost my uncle to Parkinson's. And prior to my mom's passing, another of Dad's brothers was taken by cancer, and Mom's younger sister was taken by leukemia. And I'm sure there are listeners out there, probably 90% of them, who have similar stories or who have family members who are suffering. And I know now that there are tons of cancer cures out there, and I will use the C word. Yes, there are cures out there. Not only for cancer, but for all diseases. All disease, at least 95% of them, I would say, are curable and reversible through totally natural...
I wonder if there are cures for mental disorders like, for example, psychopathy.
Well, that probably fits into the 5% that there's no cure for.
I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do to help you. We're going to have to quarantine you.
Psychopath.
Hey, in fact, that'd be an interesting thing to do. If you treat a mental disorder like psychopathy as an infectious illness and quarantine psychopaths so that they can't infect other people with their scumbaggery.
Sounds good.
But anyway, continue.
Oh, all right. let's see. So it sounds simple. And it really is simple, and it's what the medical schools are not teaching, and it's what the FDA and the pharmaceutical mafia, they don't want us to know. And so that is my life's purpose now. And so 1 year ago, I started my PhD in naturopathy, and I'm making it my life's mission to keep as many people from having to witness their mothers or fathers or brothers or sisters pass away from cancer or any other treatable and reversible disease. Our country is sick. The whole world is sick. And heart disease, diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, MS, autism, all these things are just going through the roof. We're not getting healthier. We're getting sicker as a society. And the MDs have been given a monopoly on healthcare in our country and around the world, and their therapeutics are the only ones that do not work. All therapeutics that do work have been outlawed. MDs have become pretty much the new priesthood in our country, and everyone has been brainwashed into believing that their medicine is the only medicine, and everyone else is a back-of-the-bus quack. Homeopaths, naturopaths, chiropractors, Ayurvedic practitioners, acupuncturists, all these people are considered alternative doctors. Which, as Dr. Glidden, one of my personal heroes, points out, is ridiculous. That's like saying, using his analogy, that a Cocker Spaniel is an alternative dog. Only Great Danes are real dogs. All other dogs are alternative dogs. It's ridiculous. So, it is my goal to A, cure and reverse as much disease and stop as much suffering as possible, and to do all that I can to help bring an end to the medical, pharmaceutical, industrial juggernaut that is keeping us all sick and broke. Now, when I was diagnosed with osteoporosis, I had been supplementing for years while eating the most nutrient poor crap that most Americans do. And I was taking these typical multivitamin, densely compacted, shellacked formulas like Centrum, one a day, stuff like that. And I was taking vitamin E, I was taking B complex, I was taking vitamin C, I was taking handfuls of Osteocal and Citracal, all this stuff from your typical big box store, thinking I was healthy. And most Americans do. I looked it up, over 55% of Americans do supplement on a regular basis. But what do we have to show for it? Are we healthier? No. One out of three cancer rate estimated to hit one out of two by 2050. Skyrocketing diabetes, obesity, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, all this stuff. So obviously, all of these quote-unquote health supplements are not worth the paper money that we throw at them. And my mom, too. She took tons of supplements her whole life. I remember every morning, every night, she would take like 10, 20 different supplements from a supposedly very reputable company. But obviously, they were not only ineffective, but they probably did a lot of harm to her liver, having to detox all the additives and whatever they add. Well, so that's what I want to talk to you and your audience about today. I'm sure your very educated audience is aware that the majority of vitamin supplements found in your typical GNC or big box store are made by, guess who? The pharmaceutical industry. The very people that profit from making us ill. So do you really think that they have any interest in selling you a multivitamin that is truly designed to keep you healthy? Hell no. So we have to stop giving these people our money, number one. And according to other statistics I looked up, over half of Americans are supplementing, and I would bet that over half of them are also afflicted with...
We're coming up to break, obviously, Susan, so ladies and gentlemen, keep listening in, and we will be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Back in just a few minutes, folks.
I got some so-called friends, I'll smile right to my face, all when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace. Oh no, no. Oh no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Who's that? Are you? Flying a JFK, my heart goes boom, boom, boom. I know that customs man, he's gonna take me to that little room. Oh no, no. Oh no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on? Whose side are you on?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, Before You Die, on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Right here, 5 days a week, ladies and gentlemen, from 5 till 7 p.m. Central Time. Also, I wanted to make the point. It's just the post that I made today. I just found out today through Alexa.com that the VinnieEastwoodShow.com is larger than tumeki.blogspot.com, run by a local activist and commentator, Bromma Bradbury, uncensored.co.nz, which is run by my good friend Jonathan Eisen, and watia603am.co.nz, which is a very large alternative radio platform. Now, this means that in a fraction of the time, I have become New Zealand's largest alternative media. That is not including gorillamedia.co.nz. That is not including my YouTube channel, Mr. News Gorilla Media. That is, by itself, New Zealand's number one subscribed news channel, with about 85,000 hits so far last month, which dwarfs even New Zealand Herald TV, which is our equivalent to the New York Times. So be confident. With truth, hard work, and creativity, one man can make the difference for his country. That said, any of this achievement, any of these hits, any of this ability to spread information, I'm playing my part, which is, you know, sitting here doing the hosting, organizing the guests, all the you know, work and such. But without you listening, sharing, coming on as a guest, suggesting guests, donating, subscribing, buying products off the website, etc., I would be nothing without you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, honestly, because in my life I've always wanted to achieve great things and do something good for the world. And now I am, and it's undeniable. And I want to thank you all very, very much for that, seriously. My very special guest, Susan Borho, we're talking about cancer cures, and I'd like you to just continue along that path if you'd like, Susan.
Sure. Thank you, Vinny, and congratulations on your success. And I'm just very impressed with you and everything you're doing. I mean, you're only, what, 27, 28 years old?
27. I'll be 28 in a couple of months.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, so I've got 11 years on you, but you are light years ahead of me in terms of what you have accomplished and just your knowledge about everything. I really respect you, Vinny.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
So as I was saying before the break, so most people do take supplements already, but most people have health issues too, so what's up with that? So about a year ago, I started listening to these other two talk shows hosted by naturopathic physicians, one hosted by Dr. Joel Wallach, who is the creator of the Longevity products, and the other hosted by Dr. Peter Glidden, and they both treat their patients of all diseases only through nutritional therapy. And the products they utilize, over 400 of them, are sold via this company, Longevity. Well, I wasn't really interested in getting involved in the business side at first. I just wanted to use their products. And so I did. And as soon as I did, as you mentioned and as I mentioned already, I truly experienced this immediate and quantifiable effect in my energy, my mood, my sugar cravings, my hunger, and I was the biggest sugar addict. I mean, I used to eat cake and ice cream for breakfast. I used to eat donuts after class. I mean, I was never overweight because I was obsessed with exercise, which is how I got osteoporosis at age 32. I mean, I was eating sugar. I was exercising like a fiend. And so when you eat sugar, it acidifies your body, and when you exercise, that also acidifies your body. And if you don't give your body the nutrients that it needs, it's got to get them from somewhere, so it's going to take them wherever it can. And it just, I mean, as I was exercising, I could feel like energy being drawn from my bones, but I thought, oh, well, no pain, no gain. I thought, oh, you know, it's just normal. No, it's not. I was depleting my bones. I mean, I could feel it. Anyway, I no longer, after starting the longevity products, I no longer have those sugar cravings. I no longer live to eat. I eat to live. I don't feel hungry all the time. I have tons of energy. I have mental clarity somewhat better than before. And my joints don't bother me anymore. And my students look at me at shock when I tell them I'm almost 40 years old because they think I'm 20-something, which is very flattering. And I feel better
I noticed that too when we got you on the webcam organizing this show. So I was like, wow, Susan, you look way better in person than you do on your photos.
Thank you. I'm very flattered. Yes, I do look quite good. Thank you. Anyway, so when you give your body the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, and everything that it needs, then you're satisfied and you don't feel hungry. And I haven't had a cold in over 2 years now, knock on wood. And my students, I mean, they're always coming into class coughing and hacking and sneezing and no energy. And I don't get sick because my body has the nutrients that it needs to fight off all those pathogens that it encounters. And this is true healthcare. We don't have healthcare in our country. Does Obamacare pay for the 90 essential nutrients you need to stay healthy so that you don't get sick? Hell no. Does it pay for you to see a naturopathic doctor, a chiropractor, an herbologist, a homeopath? No. What does it pay for? It pays for toxic pharmaceutical agents that merely cover up the symptoms of disease that which carry with them even more harmful side effects that keep you going back to them for more. We don't have health care. We have sick care. We have disease management. We need to dump our comprehensive care health insurance, quote unquote, and get high premium catastrophic care and then spend the money that we save on true nutritional supplements, which will keep us well so that we don't have to go to the stupid doctor. And the best products I've found until now, and I've tried tons, are these longevity products. Truly, they're liquid, and that's what I like. You get your fluids and your nutrients at the same time, and that's awesome. Anyway, so let me tell you a little about the longevity company. It was started by Dr. Joel Wallach, who is a naturopath, a veterinarian, both of them. He has had over 40 years of clinical experience. And his nutritional health products have helped people recover from everything, from diabetes, allergies, asthma, arthritis, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, liver disease, and, yes, even cancer. And the research that informs his recipes is unmatched anywhere. He received $25 million of federally funded research. He did $25 million of federally funded research that took him 12 years to complete. He did 26,000 autopsies, 10 million blood chemistries and histopathologies. I mean, he did a huge, enormous amount of research. And when you combine that with his over 30 years of clinical experience, you get awesome nutritional supplements. So Dr. Wallach, he understands that the body has the true innate ability to heal itself if we just give it the nutrients that it needs in a bioavailable, absorbable form that the body can recognize and utilize without all these harmful additives, binders, fillers, and artificial crap. Sorry. Dr. Wallach's top products, they're all liquid, they're concentrated, they're colloidal, so that your body can absorb them quickly and put them to work right away. All of his products are perfectly formulated to bring balance to the body so that when the body starts taking in these products, results are noticeable and they are immediate. And I can validate that for myself, as can you. And I also sent you some links to a couple of testimonials that I heard on Dr. Glidden's radio show. One lady who cured herself of recurrent thyroid cancer after having undergone several surgeries and radiation therapy, with the cancer only to return, of course, more virulently two more times, and the surgeon wanted to take out even more of her flesh, and she said no, she'd had enough. So she went and she listened to one of Dr. Wallach's free health seminars, which he gives over 300 free health seminars around the country. Why? Because he's a greedy bastard? No. He just wants to spread the word of good health supplementation and how you can cure yourself naturally by giving your body what it needs. So anyways, she went to his health lecture, and she went up to him afterwards. He was finished taking questions, but she was not able to ask hers. But she was desperate, and so she begged him, please tell me what to do. I'll do anything. So he said, okay, here's what you need to do. You need to take the OsteoFX. You need to take the BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFAs. You need to take selenium. You need to get your ORAC score up to above 200,000 a day. So she ordered all the products he recommended. And a month later, she went back to her oncologist for a checkup. The cancer had shrunk to half its size. And a few months later, she was cancer free. Another man I heard, he was able to avoid a knee replacement by getting on the Glucogel and the OsteoFX Plus, which are specifically geared toward your joints, your cartilage, your bones. And then his daughter was able to get out of her wheelchair and is now able to walk with just a cane, simply by getting on Dr. Wallach's products. So I know for a fact that these products work. I've experienced it myself. Nothing that miraculous, but I do feel it in my body and experience it in my mind. You don't hear testimonials like this from any other vitamin supplement. I never have. I mean, have you ever heard of anyone curing their cancer or regenerating their nerves or curing their diabetes by taking, I don't know, XYZ supplement? No, you never do. So I'm completely impressed by the longevity products. Let's see. Anyway, all things.
There's an element that I wanted to explore here is that you've got a couple of choices. You can either not take care of your health on a constant basis and not spend money on it, and then eventually get cancer and trust the people who will kill you and then die. Or you can do the opposite, and you could take care of your health on a relatively consistent basis and not get cancer, not trust the people who are going to kill you, and survive. You know, that's how it seems to be.
It's that simple. You either pay for your health or you pay with it down the line. Exactly.
Now, see, I'm really concerned about this because I'm a young man, and I've noticed so many people at young ages, cancer at 27, things like that. So it scares the living heck out of me. And basically, I'm afraid of death, although I don't I'm not so concerned about it that I will, stop doing what I'm doing, because I think it's just more important to keep going out of here. But health, on the other hand, that's something that's affect all of us, regardless of how much we try to avoid cancer-causing things in our diet and environment. The New World Order has made those things unavoidable. So it's almost guaranteed that you will get cancer if you don't do something about it now and daily.
Mm-hmm. In this day and age, you can, with the depleted soils, with all of the carcinogens that we are exposed to day after day in the air, in the water, in the food. We're going to break.
Yes, we are. It was some perfect timing, isn't it? Okay, back in a minute with Susan Borjo. And you can also click on the banner, the Longevity Products banner, on the homepage of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, and you'll see some of the things that are available there. Back in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. the most egotistical 2 hours in talk radio. And in order to be egotistical, all I need to do is tell the truth. I am New Zealand's largest alternative media platform, according to Alexa.com. That's a fact. Ergo, and the only reason I'm doing that is to stroke my own ego. I'm 6'4". That's a fact. But I'm only saying that because it strokes my own ego. I've put more New Zealanders on air than any activists. Let's qualify there. Activists who actually expose scumbaggery and given them hours and hours and hours on air to elaborate their case instead of audio nibbling them away to nothingness and insanity like the mainstream media does. I do that completely out of ego. And also I've put up videos and archives and connected with so many people all over the world from all walks of life with all different information, people that contradict each other, and I still bring them both on the show for a couple of hours just to hear what they've got to say. And, of course, that's purely because of my ego. That's it, okay? There's nothing else behind it. I'm just egotistical. I don't actually care about anybody. I spend frickin' 14, 16-hour days working real hard out to get other people's voices on air and on YouTube because of my ego. Yeah. Does that sound reasonable to you, ladies and gentlemen? And this is a message to Alison Withers, who's on Facebook, you know, just criticizing me right now, you know, claiming I've got some agenda or some ego and blah, 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 by claiming all this stuff. So, yeah. Frack you. Frankly, I'm not. Look, if you're too retarded to see the truth, to have a look at the facts or for the facts basis and accuse me of being egotistical because of it, that really offends me. Not because it offends my ego, because it's wrong. That's the only thing that really makes me angry, is when people are lying and they're wrong, particularly about me. People are telling the truth about me and they're saying Vinny's great and this stuff. I actually shy away from that and I don't like it because I don't want people to trust me implicitly or think that I'm great or blah, 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 blah. No. No, thank you. Save your sycophantism or ass-kissing for somebody who appreciates it. I don't really appreciate being patted on the back, okay? I don't need it. What I want is help. What I want is to give other people a hand doing the things that they cannot do for themselves. That's what I want to do. Patting me on the back doesn't accomplish that, okay? Although I appreciate it, and I'm very happy with the fact that people will enjoy the show on a daily basis, I need real help, okay? I just need people to find me guests. I need people to help me out with other things. You know, and sure enough, I'm always getting the help that I need. And as I mentioned earlier, couldn't do any of this without you, ladies and gentlemen. But this wouldn't be happening without me either. It's a symbiotic relationship. There ain't no frickin' ego about it. But that said, if you're a radio show host and you don't have an ego, you don't remain a radio show host for very long because all these people that question you, criticize you, and contribute nothing get to you a little bit. And you forget that you get a heck of a lot more back if you try to help people than by criticizing them. Susan Borjo is my guest. Welcome back.
Thank you, Vinny. And I'm sorry if I offended you earlier with my flattery.
Well, I think it doesn't offend me, and I do appreciate it. It's just, and of course, as I mentioned, Susan, I need people to help me. And you have, you know, so you're already way ahead of the game.
Great. Well, I'm happy to hear that. So let me just say a little bit more about longevity, and then I'll move on to other things, if that's okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Well, so a lot of people look down on multi-level marketing companies, and I used to too. But now I think the best part of longevity is the fact that it is a multi-level marketing company, which enables you to not only get the supplements you need and that you would take anyway, but then for a one-time lifetime $10 fee, you also get your own you can build your own secondary income if you are interested in doing something like that. But if not, I mean, you can just buy the products. You don't have to do it as a business. And they have other things other than vitamins. They also have organic shampoos, and they have essential oils. They have coffee. They have actual coffee with vitamins infused into them, and they have coffee with 14 medicinal mushrooms infused into it, which is called Impact Coffee, and I drink it every day. I love it. I'll have to send you some of that. And they also have solid perfumes made with essential oils that are non-toxic. They have aromatherapy candles. They have healthy chocolate. They have triple truffle chocolate, which is made with reishi mushroom, calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D for people like me. And they also have high ORAC chocolate squares with 17,000 ORAC per piece, made with blueberries, quercetin, and a probiotic blend. So there are many ways you can support Vinny. You can get your supplements, you can get your coffee, you can get your chocolate, you can get your shampoo, your body soaps, whatever. Buy from the people who are doing good in this world. Support the people with your money. We have to vote with our dollars. And this is how we can do it. Support each other. And if you want to build a supplementary income on the side, great. You can do that too. So that's all I have to say about that. Did you want to say anything more on that, Vinny?
Well, I got to encourage people as well that, well, basically, like I said, I've actually accomplished more work, I believe, as a direct result of getting these products. I was so tired, I wake up tired, okay, and then going through the work day, doing the 2 hours of radio and then an hour or two of editing after that, that wiped me out for the day. It was only really 3-4 hours of real actual work, and the rest of it is just emailing, replying to people on Facebook, organizing guests, you know, all the other stuff that's kind of supplementary to the job. And I noticed that even before finishing the editing and all of that for the archives of the show, my energy just kind of disappears, and no amount of coffee was able to make that kind of that horrible feeling that I'm just exhausted and I can't think. No amount of coffee made it go away. The longevity products made that go away and turned them on their head. And not only was I able to do all the stuff that I normally do every day without much effort at all, but all the other stuff that I was doing, I even tripled my workload, and was no more tired at the end of the day at all. In fact, I still felt like I could do more. It's just kind of like this. I wish that, and the problem with products, particularly these, is that they're not cheap. You know, it's not like a $2 bag of baking soda that you can just pop in your water and that'll last you a month or something like that. Like, these things actually do cost a fair amount, and that's because they're worth it, right?
Exactly.
So I'd encourage you, if you have the ability to get some of these products, do it, man. Like, I must stress that. The only reason why I ain't buying them myself at the moment, and Susan's actually sending me these, is because I literally cannot afford it. And I wish I could. If I had some excess cash lying around, this would be the stuff that I'd actually be spending it on. It wouldn't be extra cameras. It wouldn't be extra stuff for the radio show and what have you. It would be giving me the tools and the energy so that I can produce 10 times or whatever as much with the current stuff that I've got. So it takes whoever you are and whatever you're doing and supercharges it.
Yeah. Well, they are a little pricey. I mean, but, okay, so what do you need to be healthy? You need 90 essential nutrients. You get those in what they call the Healthy Start Pack, which is is $115. You get the three products. You get the 90 essential nutrients. You get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin drink, which also has all the essential amino acids. You get the EFAs, the essential fatty acids, and you get the OsteoFX, which is needed for your bones and joints and cartilage and all that good stuff. And so $115 a month. That's pretty cheap healthcare, in my opinion. And these actually do work. Why? You can either spend $30 on something that's not going to work, or you can spend $100 on something that is. That's your choice. That's the way I see it. And you can support Vinny at the same time. So go to Vinny's website, click on the nice big banner. It'll take you to my website, click to join, and then you can buy the products at wholesale price.
See, buying things at wholesale price is also a great idea as well. You know, just save money where you can. And also, I'm conscious of the fact that we're heading for a massive food crisis and, the everything crisis, I think, has now started with the with QE3. And there might be hyperinflation. And even if that wasn't the case, you still got every single day totally surrounded by cancer-causing cornucopias, okay? Your electronic devices cause cancer. Your water with the fluoride in it causes cancer. And the chlorine and the oil-based derivatives, polyester shirts that you wear cause cancer. The sunglasses stop vital photons from coming into your eyes and that prevent cancer. You know, you're completely and utterly surrounded at all times by bad things that are trying to kill you. You need to counteract that somehow. And I think having health products that counteract every single one of those terrible effects would be the way to go. We'll be right back after the break with hour number two at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. The fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinny Eastwood Show. I love American Freedom Radio so much. Seriously, they gave me a shot when nobody else would, and I have returned the favor every single way that I can. And I had a comment from one of the listeners the other day that he'd been listening to American Freedom Radio for about 2-3 years now, and I'm the only host that has consistently put out 5 days a week through that 2-year period. And I was looking back and I was like, wow, it's true. In truth, I kind of want to be the flagship show of American Freedom Radio and help them get bigger and bigger and bigger, because the audio quality that we've got here, the nice way that they run the show, the top quality producing, and the guys down the back studio in Austin there, and everything, I think it's only fair for American Freedom Radio to grow so large that it becomes the number one truther talk radio network in America. That's my goal. That's what I want to help American Freedom Radio accomplish. And every single day that American Freedom Radio is running with all these other top quality radio shows that are on there, I have no doubt that eventually, if we keep staying the course, we will get there. And I just want to say, American Freedom Radio, thank you so much for helping me get there with you. You know what I'm saying? My very special guest today is Susan Borholm. We're talking about cancer cures and longevity products and things like that. Now, have you had quite a large prepared list of topics and things like that for today. Have you run through them all already?
Oh, no. No, I'm not even halfway through.
Okay, cool. Well, we've got two more long segments, and then Charlie McGrath will be coming on for the final segment, so we'll have to let you go. So I say we're not wasting any time, and these next two segments, I'll spend the bulk of it listening to you so you can finish your prepared notes and what have you on here.
All right. Great. Sounds good. So let's talk about disease. But first, let me give a disclaimer and say I'm not a doctor. And so all of this advice, it's not intended to reverse, treat, or cure anything. This is for your informational and entertainment purposes only. Okay, so to be healthy, as I said earlier, we need 90 essential nutrients. We need 60 vitamins, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and 2 essential fatty acids. If our bodies are lacking in even one of these essential nutrients, stress, inflammation, and disease will result at the cellular level, which over time will result in huge major disease. All disease is caused by simply nutritional deficiency and cytotoxicity. And once you give the body the nutrients that it needs in a form that it can utilize, and you cleanse the body of its accumulated wastes, the body can and will heal itself. We don't get sick because we have cancer or the flu. We get the flu and we get cancer because we are sick. We're not sick and dying because of the bacteria or the viruses living off of our tissue. We have bacteria and viruses living off of our tissue because our tissues are already sick, diseased, and dying. They are the cleanup crew. They are simply taking advantage of the trash heap and toxic sludge that we ourselves have created inside of us through the foods we eat, the toxic chemicals we put in our bodies and on our bodies, the chemical exposures we're subjected to, et cetera, et cetera. It's just that simple. So there's this great analogy that I heard from Dr. Frank King. He said, imagine that you're taking a safari through the jungle of Africa and you come to this clearing and you find this dead, diseased elephant lying there, and a bunch of vultures are gathered and feeding off of this dead, diseased flesh. Now, if we thought like an allopathic doctor, we'd say, whoa, those are some seriously strong and dangerous birds. They must be eradicated. They took down that huge elephant. But the holistic doctor would realize that something else was at the root cause that took down the elephant, and the vultures were really there to feed off of this its dead and diseased flesh. The same goes for the bacteria and viruses that take hold of us. The only reason they're able to or want to is because we are sick and we are diseased, and that's it. So the reason we get sick is that we are nutritionally deficient and overloaded with toxins with no way to rid ourselves of them. So no matter what your health issue, whether it be a skin issue, a weight issue, a liver issue, cardiovascular, cancer, the first thing that needs to be done is a complete and thorough detox of the entire system. Everyone is toxic. You cannot live on this planet today and not have toxic buildup with the chemicals in our food, our air, our water, the chemicals in our clothes, the detergents, the soaps, the beauty products, the furniture, the pesticides, the herbicides, medications, amalgam fillings, and on and on. However, a proper detox needs to be done and in a set order. First, we have to clean out the bowel. This is first and foremost because it is our foremost eliminative channel to get the toxins outside of the body, which is our ultimate goal. Before doing anything else, we need to do a good lower bowel cleanse. And Longevity does have a great 5-day cleansing program, which I just did a month ago. It uses herbs such as barberry, cáscara sagrada, red raspberry, turkey rhubarb, fennel, golden seal, slippery elm. And there are other natural items that you can use, such as flaxseed, psyllium husk, clay, charcoal. All of these are great detoxifiers for the colon. And then after you cleanse the lower bowel, then you move on to the next step, which is to cleanse the liver. And that is our primary organ for detoxification. And Youngevity also has an herbal formula for that called H2 Clear. It contains milk thistle, burdock root, dandelion root, fennel seed, and other botanicals. Or there are other herbs you can use for your liver as well. There's barberry, Oregon grapefruit, cramp bark, ginger, catnip, and peppermint. All of these are very good for your liver. After that, you need to clean out your kidneys and your urinary tract, which is our second key eliminative channel. Youngevity has a number of excellent products for that, such as Ancient Legacy's Super KB, the KB standing for kidney and bladder, with cranberry juice, bilberry, devil's claw, horsetail powder, uva ursi, and white willow bark. Or there's an ultimate Prost FX product for the prostate that has saw palmetto, pumpkin seed, sarsaparilla, lycopene, zinc, selenium, horsetail, ginkgo, and a few other things. And then there are some other herbs you can take specifically for your kidneys. Juniper berry and parsley are very good. Golden seal and marshmallow root. After that, after you have cleaned out your key eliminative channels and you have those in optimal working order, you can start a systemic cleanse, starting with the elimination of all parasites and their progeny, which can be done using a number of different herbs in combination. Youngevity does not have a product that I have found for this, but you can get these products from any herbal vendor. I like iHerb.com. They are awesome. Anyway, to clean out your system, you should use black walnut hulls, wormwood, pumpkin seeds, and clove. Those four in combination will kill all parasites in your system and eliminate them from your body. And then lastly, you want to clean out the blood using a good blood cleansing formula. And again, I haven't found one with Youngevity, but I like Dr. Christopher's blood cleansing formula, which you can get online from any herb shop. It contains red clover, poke root, licorice, chaparral, Oregon grape, sarsaparilla, burdock, buckthorn, and prickly ash. All of those are good blood cleansers. Okay, so now that you've cleaned out your entire system, you can now start putting the good stuff in. You do not want to start taking good nutritional supplements if you're toxic. You're just going to be shooting yourself in the foot. Well over half of us, including myself, have destroyed the villi in our gut, the absorptive finger-like projections that absorb all of our vitamins, minerals, and amino acids in our gut. So, if we just start filling up our bucket without repairing the hole in the bottom of it first, we are just going to be throwing away our money. So, we all need to stop eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and all foods containing gluten, because nobody truly can fully digest gluten or gliadin, which are the main proteins in wheat. Our digestive tract, it's not made to, and is not able to digest the gluten molecules. It is a ginormous complex protein molecule composed of over 200 tightly packed amino acids that our stomach and small intestine have to break down, and they can't. So when this huge gluten molecule comes tumbling down our digestive tract, it just mows over our little microvilli in our small intestine, and the cells on the mucosal layer of our tract, they're just destroyed, and then inflammatory response ensues, and eventually these molecules tear holes in the lining of our digestive tract, which allows undigested food particles to seep through, which can lead to allergies, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, eczema, psoriasis, you name it. So We are destroying our gut by eating all the wrong foods day after day, and we're not able to absorb the few nutrients that we do manage to put down into our gut each day. And with our nutrient-depleted soils and processed crap that people believe is food, those nutrients are few and far between. Well, fear not. The gut can be fixed in a few weeks once we stop eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and anything containing GMO. That's a huge no-no. You can repair your gut by taking colloidal silver and aloe vera, a few ounces of each every day, and the amino acid glutamine powder in a powder form is excellent for healing the gut. And we need to reestablish the good microflora by taking a good probiotic, and digestive enzymes will also help you digest your food. Now, of course, the ideal way to get our nutrition is from plants, from the original source. But as I said, with our depleted soils, you'd have to eat like 50 carrots a day to get the nutrients contained in a single carrot a half century ago. And to get all of the 90 essential nutrients for your 100 trillion cells, you would have to eat between 20 and 25 different plants in the right amounts in order to get all of these 90 nutrients. But most Americans cannot even name 25 different plants, let alone eat them. So plants, to grow, they only require three minerals, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, which is what most fertilizers contain. But we require 60 minerals. And so all the juicing in the world is not going to give you the 90 essential nutrients you need. Plus, juicing eliminates all the fiber and many of the other important phytonutrients and cofactors. So the bottom line is, unfortunately, in this day and age, in order to be healthy and to get all of our nutrients, we need to supplement, period, plain and simple. Now, how much time do we have, Vinny?
We have another 2 minutes before we go to break here.
Okay. Well, I was going to go into how to cure some common ailments using nutritional supplements. Should I go into that?
Well, I would like you to, but also I wanted to make this point about the whole gluten-free diet thing. What these products do that contain gluten, it's basically a very sticky substance that is usually used to bind bread products. It's the reason why the dough is so sticky, sticks to your hands, that kind of stuff. And also people would understand beer with hops and barley fermented is how you get the alcohol and what have you. So basically it works like this. You swallow down the gluten, it sticks to your the lining of your intestines, your whole small intestine, the whole ropey 8 meters of it or whatever there is, and it sits there in your gut fermenting. Mm-hmm. That's what it does.
Right.
And you don't get wasted off it. There ain't no benefits. Okay.
No.
It's all bad. And I have so much gluten in my diet, Susan, that I wouldn't know where to start to get rid of it. So I just drink beer instead.
Oh, really, Vinny? You eat a lot of gluten? Oh. I know. Yeah. I used to be a bread addict. I mean, truly, gluten was a huge part. I ate oatmeal all the time and bread and pastries and you name it. But and pasta. Pasta contains gluten. So,
That said, I'm probably going to do for the gluten the same thing that I did with the milk products. I noticed that when I had milk in my coffee, I would get this really, really bad phlegm problem, always hoiking and spitting. It was really disgusting. And so I was like, hold on a second. Let's try not putting milk in the coffee. Let's try just putting cold water instead, because the only reason I'm really putting the milk in there isn't necessarily for the flavor, but it's to just bring the temperature of the coffee down so I can start drinking it. I hate really piping hot coffee. It's terrible. Spitting goes away like that. And I was like, oh, no. I love cheese. I love milk. I love all this stuff. But now I can't have it, and because I saw a something very, very literal happening as a direct result of drinking that milk product, so I've kind of slowly phased them out. So, and now it's basically like There's so many things poisoning you and so many things that are part of your daily life that you enjoy that completely mess you up. And so you can't drop them all at once. You got to get rid of them one at a time. Otherwise, it gets too stressful, and stress will kill you faster than that stuff will. We'll be right back after the break.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.
Businessman there, drink my wine. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. My very special guest, Susan Borja. So we have your last topic of the night, if you'd like to get on and tell us all about it, Susan. Because Susan sent me this list of this prepared stuff that she had to talk about. She asked me, is that okay? And I said, well, no, it's too structured for me. But because I'm not structured at all, I can destructuralize the destructuredness and allow somebody to use some structure in what they're talking about. Yeah, it works. So, okay, so, you know, the key is, ladies and gentlemen, just be really accepting and do what makes people comfortable, and you'll get a lot more out of them.
Exactly.
It's Thank like you, freedom, man. For instance.
I appreciate your flexibility.
All right. So does my girlfriend. All right, go ahead.
I'm sure she does. Ha ha. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about the importance of stomach acid. How does that sound? Okay, so first I'll address acid reflux, or more commonly known as heartburn. The movement of our food, most people don't know, through the digestive tract is largely dependent upon the pH of the various areas within the digestive tract. So when we don't produce enough hydrochloric acid, or when it is neutralized by drinking milk or coffee or soda with or before or directly after our meals, the sphincter muscle between the stomach and the esophagus will not completely close, resulting in acid splashing up into the very sensitive esophagus, causing heartburn. Also, eating too fast or not chewing our food properly causes the food to be retained in the stomach longer than it should be, and as a result, it turns sour and ferments, creating an excessive amount of acid and gas. This, in turn, causes a great deal of irritation and inflammation on the mucus lining of the digestive system, and the lining becomes coated with a thick mucus, which then interferes with the assimilation and absorption of our vitamins, fats, minerals, and amino acids, which in turn causes nutrient deficiencies, and decay and decomposition sets in. Poisonous matter is then absorbed into our bloodstream, which leads to severe disturbances of the stomach and bowels and can lead to any number of diseases, allergies, arthritis, eczema, psoriasis, asthma, you name it. And then, also without enough hydrochloric acid, the food takes longer to digest, and the pH-sensitive sphincter leading from the stomach to the small intestine also will not open. And so there the food sits. And if our food stays in the stomach too long, it begins to putrefy, which the bad bacteria in our gut love and feed upon. And they proliferate, causing inflammation and gas, and this will eventually eat holes in our stomach lining, allowing our food particles and bacteria to seep through, entering into our bloodstream. And then the immune system is kicked into gear, and you build antibodies against these food particles that have entered into your bloodstream. And so you develop food allergies. And that is why so many people have peanut allergies, egg allergies, milk allergies, because vaccines contain egg proteins, milk proteins, and peanut oil, which the MDs and their infinite wisdom inject directly into our bloodstream. Also, salt, vitamin B1, iodine, and zinc. These are the four essential raw materials needed to manufacture stomach acid. Stomach acid is necessary not only for food digestion, but to ensure the absorption of our minerals and to activate pepsin, which is a protein digestive enzyme produced by the stomach, and is also needed to activate the intrinsic factor, which is necessary to absorb vitamin B12, which is required for... Now, vitamin B12 is very, very important. It is needed for brain and nervous system. It is needed for the formation of blood. It's normally involved in metabolism of every cell of the human body and especially affects the DNA. So B12 is highly important. Biosynthesis of B12's basic structure is accomplished by bacteria in our gut. However, if our gut flora have been destroyed by the use of antibiotics, we are not going to be making much vitamin B12. Therefore, to reestablish the good bacteria in the gut that are so important for vitamin production and proper digestion, everyone should be taking a good probiotic supplement with at least 10 different strains. Also, the amino acid glutamine, as I said earlier, is very beneficial for our enterocytes. And bone soup is also healing for the gut. Another reason that stomach acid is so important is that the low pH in the stomach is what signals the release of the hormone cholecystokinin by the small intestine, and cholecystokinin prompts the pancreas to release its proteolytic enzymes to break down protein into amino acids, and also signals the gallbladder to release its bile and for the liver to produce more, which the bile is necessary for the breakdown and absorption of fat. And if you cannot absorb fat, you will not absorb your fat-soluble vitamins D, E, A, and K, which are essential for the skin, the eyes, the heart, the bones, blood clotting, hormones, you name it. And if you cannot break down protein to its component amino acids, then you cannot reproduce DNA, you cannot make hormones, you cannot make enzymes, immune cells, on and on. So, just that one thing, being low on stomach acid, can cause a whole host of issues. Make sure you're getting enough salt, B1, iodine, and zinc. And swallow a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar before each meal, and you'll be good to go. All right, Alzheimer's. Let's talk about that. Alzheimer's and dementia. 75% of our brain weight is pure cholesterol. It's called myelin. It's the fatty stuff that insulates each and every nerve fiber and brain cell in your and every cell in your spinal cord. Only one quarter of our cholesterol comes from the food we eat. The majority, 75% of it, comes or is made by our liver. It doesn't matter how much you decrease your cholesterol food intake, your liver will just produce more because your body uses it to repair the inflammatory damage that takes place inside your body from the foods that you're eating and from all the other things we're exposed to. So, if a person is taking statins to block cholesterol absorption and staying away from cholesterol-containing foods, that is a double whammy against your body, and you're not going to be able to keep up the maintenance and repair needs of cholesterol for the myelin and the brain and the spinal cord, so you can pretty much expect that you will get Alzheimer's. Now, if the Alzheimer's is not due to lack of dietary fat and cholesterol, then it is possibly type 3 diabetes or diabetes of the brain. When your cells are resistant to insulin, that includes your brain cells. And insulin is necessary not only for delivery of glucose into your cells, but for fat metabolism in the brain. And when the brain loses the ability to respond to insulin, over time, these lipids build up in the brain rather than being properly absorbed, which results in increased stress, inflammation, and growth of amyloid plaque, as well as the symptoms commonly associated with Alzheimer's. Since many elderly individuals that have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's also take statin drugs to lower their cholesterol, the first logical step for anyone with Alzheimer's is to get them off these statin drugs. If your cholesterol is too high, which is possible, or if cholesterol is clogging your arteries, that simply means that your body has an inflammation problem that is preventing the proper absorption and use of cholesterol. Cholesterol is not the problem. In other words, your body's chronic inflammation, that is the problem. What causes inflammation? Free radicals. What causes free radicals? Toxins, heavy metals, acrylamide from heated carbs, heterocyclic amines from charred meat, sugar, corn oil, safflower oil, food chemicals, beauty product ingredients, and just the byproducts of regular biological oxidative processes. These all cause free radicals and can damage the tissues, especially the delicate blood vessel lining. Cholesterol is like the fire truck reporting to put out a fire, or it's an ambulance rushing to the site of a bad accident. It is there to patch things up, to put out the fire, and what do doctors do? They throw the ambulance driver in handcuffs and arrest him. Cholesterol is the warning light on your dashboard that something is amiss. You do not smash the dashboard to kill the warning light. You find the source of the problem and you put more oil in the tank. So, cholesterol is not the enemy, nor are saturated fats. In fact, consuming more healthy saturated fats like coconut oil can not only help repair the inflammation problem that promotes the progression of Alzheimer's, but it can also increase the absorption of cholesterol in the brain, which in turn promotes healthy neuronal function. There's some
Offer an anecdote here, because you're talking about, you know, that don't bash the thing that's going wrong. You know, you've got to repair it. And I remember I had a laptop a while back, and every now and again the screen would go all fuzzy, and it just needed to be tapped and tapped, and it would eventually come back. But it gradually got worse, and I had to tap it harder and harder and harder until eventually I punched it and it cracked, and it cost me $300 to fix, where it would have only cost me like maybe $20 to fix the problem in the first place if I'd bothered to do something about it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's on a technological standpoint rather than our physical body standpoint. Yeah, you just got to read your signals and understand that the body's a machine.
Exactly. It is an amazing machine, a biochemical factory. And if you don't have the right chemicals zipping around, well, things go haywire. How much time do we have, Vinny?
About 4 minutes.
Oh, 4 minutes? Mm-hmm. Oh, and then that's it. How about... Can I give some good resources for cancer clinics and cancer resources? Would that be okay?
Yeah,
okay. Well, I mean, I have a lot more information about how to cure minor things with vitamins, but I have too much. So I would like to, for any listeners who have a loved one who is suffering with cancer, there are lots of alternative treatment centers around America and in other countries. So I'd like to give you some resources. First, some online resources, some excellent websites that outline a number of great alternative treatments. www.new-cancer-treatments.org. newcancertreatments.org with dashes between the three words. That's a great resource. And then there's cancertutor.com. And there's drday.com, Dr. Day, Lorraine Day. She cured her own stage 4 breast cancer through nutritional means. And TamaraSaintJohn.com, that's TamaraA, and then SaintJohn.com. That's an excellent website. So those are four. And then a book, a very excellent book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box by Ty Bollinger, is an excellent book. Have you interviewed Ty Bollinger?
No, but I've done Ty Bo.
Doesn't count. All right. I'll try to get his contact info for you. He'd be a great guest for you.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's the book A Cancer Answer by Catherine Frumpovich, and Outsmart Your Cancer by Tanya Harder Pierce. Those are three excellent books. And then some clinics in America where they do alternative treatments. There is the Wellspring Clinic. Dr. Walters is the main doctor there. He's been practicing for over 40 years, curing cancer with high-dose IV vitamins, metal chelation, hyperbaric oxygen, stuff like that. Let's see. Then there's Dr. Buttar's clinic in North Carolina. His website is Dr. Buttar, BUTTAR.com. His center is the Center for Advanced Medicine and Clinical Research. And then in Ecuador, there is cancercured.org. Dr. Dowling, he moved to Ecuador because he was being harassed too much here in the States. But he works with people who cannot afford to pay a whole lot of money. So he just wants to heal people. His 800 number is 1-888-9-HEAL-ME. 888-9-HEAL-ME. And then there is the Center for New Medicine. Their website is www.cfnmedicine.com. They are in Irvine, California. Dr. Aaron Keneally is one of their main doctors there. They do IV chelation, cell therapy, hyperbaric oxygen, lots of good stuff. And then there's the Oasis of Healing Alternative Cancer Treatment Center in Mesa, Arizona, hosted by Dr. Thomas Lodi. You can go to www.anoasisofhealing.com.
Anoasisofhealing.com. All right, Susan, that's all we've got time for. I wish we had more, honestly, but we don't. So thank you so much for coming on. Youngevity products, ladies and gentlemen, I highly recommend that stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the reason why I've doubled my workload. Cruise to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and click on the Youngevity banner on the side there. It's a nice big one. Can't miss it. Thank you, Susan. We'll see you again.
Just in time, head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. The phone rings in the car. The wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman. I'm no Superman. You've got your love online. You think you're doing fine, but you're just
constant live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com is the final segment here in it. And if you want to check the archives, they'll be posted at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com in the radio archives, so in the top left-hand corner of the screen on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You see radio archives there in big, bold letters, like Lion Tamer in neon. It would be cool, but no. My very special guest in right now is Charlie McGrath from WideAwakeNews.com joining us via cell phone with a Synapse cooking. Charlie, what's hot?
Hello, Vinny. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, well, pretty damn fabulous, all right? I had a great show, and I've just found out via Alexa.com, and I've had a look at all the other alternative news outlets in New Zealand that were bigger than me when I started, who were kind of my inspirations, and I'm now bigger than all of them. And that's only the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, not including the YouTube channel and Guerrilla Media, which the YouTube channel subscribes.
You know why? Because you never stop working, Vinny. You are always on a program. If it's not yours, it's someone else's. You're always filling in. You're always guest spotting. You're always saying yes to folks. That's why. You never stop.
You're absolutely right, bro. I mean, right after this, for example, I'm going on Alex Hunter's show on These Changing Times Radio. So it's just
yeah, I have no doubt. I have no doubt you'll be working until the wee hours of the morning, because that's what you do. And I appreciate it, because you've come on and guest spotted with me many times when I had somebody cancel, or way back in the beginning when it was getting hard to get people on. And you know, last time you were on my program, you talked about how that always pays off, and you're right, it does. I mean, you know, I think it's, you know, we're in this together. Even though you're in New Zealand and I'm in Bozeman, Montana, we are certainly in this together as far as spreading truth and waking people up.
Yeah, yeah. I look at it like this. Hey, Charlie, have you got a tyrannical government that's trying to seize all your liberties and exterminate the rest of your population? I got a tyrannical government that's lying to everybody and is trying to kill all of us too. So, is there
we're related.
Is there anything, so at the end of the day, is there anything fundamentally that we disagree upon? No.
Yeah, no. And you know what? That's a great point. And I try to make that hard, especially right now, because we're in the middle of this asinine debate between red and blue. And, you know, the differences that separate most people, most average people in this country, are they're token at best, you know, but they're made to be the main focus, core issue, and to divide and conquer. But the truth be told, you know, these scumbags, as you call them, scumbaggery, as you say, you know, these guys are both red and blue, and their strategy is simple: divide and conquer. And you know, we're about to have our first presidential debate up here, and it's amazing to me how all the attention is being focused on who will get the best gotcha moment, and then these issues that are irrelevant. You know, they're really irrelevant. The true issues are the creation of money in this country, our financial system, the spreading of Empire America around the world. These are the issues that we need to be hearing about that we're not. We're hearing about gay marriage and who looks better on camera.
And I did mention that on Jack Blood's show. I think I had to get up for 2:30.
Hello.
On that one, but what was funny is that he actually stopped me in the middle of it. As soon as I mentioned gay marriage, he was actually very angry that I brought it up on his show, sort of thing.
Who is this?
Jack Blood.
Okay.
And, well, mostly because all the politicians and stuff like that are using that, and they're basically it's a non-issue. Okay. Let me define that. Here's the issue with gay marriage. Should the government be involved and tell you who you can and can't marry in the first place? No. So should gay marriage be illegal? No. But you don't need to legalize it in order for people to do it. People should just be doing it. And more to the point, you get to this jump-off debate where it factionalizes people ad infinitum. Okay, you've got Christians coming out real angry at it, and you've got gays coming out really far apart it, and they start hating on each other, and everybody else who wants to just sit back and be reasonable and live their life as it normally is don't want to get involved, and it switches them off all debates, not just that one. And incidentally, they always seem to bring up that debate, that point. We're in the middle of election season when everybody should be debating the financial issues.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, isn't it completely insane from somebody like you who's awake and you see what's going on, that we're sitting here in this country talking about these issues that, you know, maybe they're important to some people, maybe they're... maybe to keep people up at night, but look, the issues that are truly important—they're not even—they're not even being glanced over. The Federal Reserve, the military-industrial complex, security-industrial complex, the destruction of freedom through legislation that is onerous at best and completely and totally unconstitutional at worst. None of this is talked about because it's, you know, these are left for people to decide our fate behind closed doors. These topics are not talked about because I think if most people in this country understood these issues, we would have riots in the streets, Vinny.
That's beginning to be more of a possibility, and there's a lot of doomsaying going on out there, Charlie, and a lot of people actually trying to prepare for this. And I also wanted to talk about for a little bit, or rather get you to talk about for a little bit, the emergency foods, because we've seen this QE3. We know that it's going to lead to hyperinflation. And we know that food prices are going up at a rapid rate. This is something I've not seen before in my lifetime. The speed at which it's becoming unaffordable to feed right. yourself, and the way to save yourself that hassle in the future is to secure and freeze the food prices as they are and buy them in bulk.
Right, right. And, you know, here's the deal. And for those that don't know, listeners that don't know me or that you're on my show quite a bit, buyemergencyfoods.com supports alternative media, period. I mean, they believe in these things that we're talking about, and they are concerned about where we're headed, not just in the United States, but globally. And they're really great about supporting Vinny's program and supporting my program. And because of that, we talk about them. So, I mean, this is one of the reasons why we're having this conversation now, even though, certainly we could sit and talk together on a radio program and not talk about anything other than scumbaggery. But it is important, and I am grateful to have them, and I know you are as well. You talk about food prices. I mean, we had a report came out 2 weeks ago showing 50% of the corn crop in this country is in poor to very poor condition, the worst it's been in 50 years. I'm looking at stories coming out of Europe right now, 18.2 million people unemployed, EU, record high unemployment in the history of keeping records. 1 in 10 people are depressed. 55% of the youth in Greece are now unemployed. This is what's happening in Europe. This is what's happening in New Zealand. This is what's happening on this planet. And the answer has been the same for the last, namely, for the last 4.5 years, which is we're going to spend a bunch of money that we don't have, we're going to print it out of thin air, and we'll worry about inflation later. Well, you know what? QE3, it's a lie, because it's not QE3, it's QE forever. Prices must go up. Even if you look at freeze-dried storable food as an investment, It is still a good idea to do it, because for $1.50 a serving, you can buy food right now. You know, a month from now, 2 months from now, 6 months from now, it's almost impossible to think that could be the case.
It's a scary situation, and it is. I'd actually like to try some of those foods from Emergency Foods. I mean, they gave me basically my rent. This month is being paid specifically because Emergency Foods gave me that opportunity through you, Charlie. But I don't know what the foods taste like.
You what?
I don't know what the foods taste like, bro.
I've eaten them. I've eaten lots of them. They're actually very, very good. I mean, they're high-quality food. They're completely certified GMO-free, and they're 100% tear the bag open. Put it in 6 ounces of boiling water, and 20 minutes later, you have a meal that's decent to eat. I mean, it tastes good, and it's packed with calories. And I know that's counterintuitive in the pop culture, but in a survival situation, calories equals life. So they're very good. I mean, it's very tasty. Put it away. Forget you have it, because it's going to last you 25 years. And when you do have to eat it, you don't have to worry about GMO garbage, because there's none in it. And in a survival situation, we'll have food that is decent to eat. And you brought a QE3, and I'm looking at the clock, and I don't know how much time's left, but they do have right now, Chris at buyemergencyfoods.com, and I came up with the QE3 special right as Bernanke came out and announced he was going to do it. And if you go to buyemergencyfoods.com and you buy $200 worth of product, they will give you a free portable water filtration bottle that'll purify 55 gallons of water, any water into potable water. And
leave it there. You can click on the Emergency Foods banner at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. See you.